coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Our very special guest in our Veteran Spotlight is John Kaler, Fox Valley Veterans Roundtable Consortium. And I was a part of that, John. What a wonderful job you guys do out of Gaming County, Winnebago County, Calumet Counties, all the different counties coming together every couple of months, basically, to just really, hey, let's just break some bread and talk here. How can we help each other? You guys have great synergy in that area with your different organizations. What would your actual title be, John?
I'm not sure. I guess I'd be a chairman of the board and president and treasurer and everything. It's very, very non-political, non-bureaucratic, and the mission is very simple. We get together four times a year in different places, have a 20-minute speaker, and we meet. We introduce ourselves. We give one or two things that are going on, and essentially, that's it. Our mission is to
help veterans
build relationships.
And there's so much going on, and sometimes it is a little siloed. And yeah, I mean, we love supporting the veterans, but veterans love supporting other veterans. I mean, the camaraderie there is so strong. And to bring these, well, how many, 12, 13 different organizations together just to say, this is what we're doing with the, just something, you know, the honor flight, or this is what we're doing with the Vietnam Memorial. And I think that's important that gets exchanged. The media doesn't cover that. I mean, Johnny and I are doing our best to get the word out on things going on, but what a great organization you put together.
Well, thank you. We're very happy, very pleased with the way that it's turned out. And one of the things that we've got is the County Veteran Service Officers look at that as a point to connect. And we've got Fond du Lac County now and Waupaca County as well attending. And we've had Brown County as County Veteran Service Officers down too. So.
But it's just really great. I'm just looking at these all friends of mine, Josh Andretti, Don Carper, Tim Cody, Dave Holst, you, Diane McDonald, Stu from the Veterans Museum. I mean, you've got just a great, stellar cast there of people putting this together. And again, the bottom line, help veterans.
Yes, it is. And, you know, that's a good cross section. And we're finding here with having that, we're able to really get the important parts out. And we're going to do something big that involves everybody. Everybody hears the same thing. They get a flyer and can ask questions. So, yeah, it's working very well.
And your Steve Covey quote is like spot on, right? You know, what he says about synergy is better than your way or my way. It's our way.
And that's something that may not be really internalized. Like you said, in the veteran community there, I think everybody wants to be a leader. They have their own chapter and they want to be, geez, if it's not invented here, it's probably not a good idea. Yeah. There's ego. There's, you know, everybody wants to be a leader. And so we've been able to break that down a little bit.
Yeah, you're synergistic. I think it's awesome.
And then you guys also have the other meetings I used to go to. It was on Tuesday nights. It used to be at the, what was the supper club that closed? Or not the Carl, not the supper club. It was a classic place in Appleton. Legendary place. We held
American
our,
Inn?
No.
No?
We held our dinner there. That big.
Oh, the Grand Meridian.
The Grand Meridian.
Yeah.
That's still open, isn't it?
No, it's they closed it. It's I think it's a church now. Yeah.
What am I thinking
that
of?
Was legendary there.
Yeah,
that was there for a long time.
It's only been about a year, I think, since it closed.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that's how much I know. Okay.
Yeah. but it's good. I mean, what I'm saying is you guys communicate. You guys all communicate, all your different. And even like the Friday morning breakfasts, the vets' breakfasts. I know it moved from where it was, but free breakfast for vets, Jim.
Isn't that nice?
And you'd have these veteran advocates doing the cooking the scrambled eggs, doing the stuff right there, sweating in the kitchen type stuff. Free breakfast. And for some of these guys, one of the gentlemen, I don't know if he still comes there,
Arden Matisse.
How old is Arden?
Arden is going to be 100 in July.
Okay.
And World War II, he was the nose gunner on a B-24 Liberator.
On the worst mission of the war.
Yes, that was in the Polsi.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Romania.
They lost over 600 guys on one mission.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Guy.
And he's going to be 100 years old.
Yeah. And just an.
And he still comes to the breakfast. Still drives himself, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What I like about what you're doing and what you're leading this whole consortium is we worry a little bit about veterans' mental health. That sometimes they struggle. Mm-hmm. And they really are more honest and open with each other. And you give them that opportunity.
there is that connection. Veterans like talking to veterans. And what we've found here is it's not only this quarterly meeting, but they kind of break off and they, hey, let's get together for lunch on this. And I want to talk about this and that. And I mean, you don't have to be Einstein to create something like this, but you do have to have some discipline and stick-to-itiveness. And you're really very proud of the way that this is really kind of stuck together. A lot of businesses have stepped up and helped us as well.
Well, like I was talking about the breakfast that they do, and we've had them on the show here, but some of those guys, you know, they're widowers, and that's their main social activity that they have literally for the week. And that's really important to them.
And I think one of the things, too, that they've set up is the beauty of they've got these women that absolutely love serving and cooking for these veterans. So it's just a perfect situation. And
I was the barista for a while.
You were?
Yeah, I made coffee.
I remember that.
You remember?
Yeah.
It lasted, an hour?
The line was pretty long because somebody got, hey, where'd you serve? Right. Oh, hey, do you remember?
Right. Yeah, where'd you go to school?
And then it'd be like a line of seven guys.
All you had to do was hit the button, John. You did a great job.
But I'd be yes, a lot too.
Yeah.
Hey, John, another thing though, too, as far as with the way you guys help veterans like that, you know, a lot of the VFWs are struggling to keep their charters, you know, because of membership. A lot of the young veterans kind of did their own thing, it seems like. But you guys make a concerted effort to tell those guys, hey, we might be Vietnam era veterans, but we want you guys to be a part of this. It's a brother and sisterhood that you won't find anywhere else. How are you doing with inroads with something like that?
Well, in the consortium here, we have people that Arden's been to some of our meetings, and then we have people that are just recently discharged. We have 50% female. We have Chinese veterans. We have Hmong veterans. We have African-American veterans. And we try to get them, in and sit at different tables and share ideas and thoughts. And much of the meeting there, at least an hour every session here, is devoted just to socializing, connecting, and networking. And I think that's really where the power is.
Totally agree. Couldn't agree more.
And when you talk about there's the individual groups, something else that you're helping with is this duplication of effort. Sometimes that happens in everybody's heart is in the right spot, but it's like, wait a minute, that's kind of being done over here a little bit. And for you to...
Absolutely. And that was one of the things I looked at. I mean, I've been involved in tons of things with veterans. And I thought, geez, what is there something? Is there something that's a need that's not being met? And yes, it was. We're not connecting. And that always kind of bothered me, you know, because everybody's got their own ego and, you know, and they their own leadership. And why not share some of the stuff that and synergize and connect on a lot of these? And we're finding that's happened more and more now.
John, you mentioned something, or Jude, maybe you mentioned it, Jim, both of you guys, about veterans talking to veterans. And I've got two very, very, very close Marine veteran friends from Vietnam. And when we go out for lunch, you know, normally I'm a talker. I just sit back and just keep my mouth shut pretty much and let them just talk.
Wow, I got to invite those guys
in
here.
Because I'm just spellbound to these vets to vets. But the thing is, and you know, both Marines, same exact experiences with DIs and everything like that. But I was talking to one of my friends the other night about that, and he said, you know, he said, it's funny, because we went to the O'Connell Falls ceremony for Memorial Day, and one of my buddies was speaking, Chuck, and my buddy said, you know, so, things like this, they're great, but boy, you start getting memories back again of certain things. He said, some of that stuff just won't go away.
Yeah.
That's what people don't realize, right, John? And you've dealt with so many veterans and Vietnam vets. And some of that stuff just won't go away no matter how hard they try.
It changes everybody. And a lot of, I think sometimes I never realized that I was thought so much differently than a lot of other people did. And your military experience kind of makes it that way. No one else has really been through a lot unless you're another veteran. So that's where the end of the counseling helps and the connecting with other, you know, brothers and sisters. That's
one thing I just want to mention. I don't want to let this lapse, Jim. Just one quick second. Veteran suicide. That's been such a hot button topic. Where are we at with that battle?
I think it's gotten better. There's certainly a lot of awareness out there and a lot of people working hard. I lost my own brother to suicide. He was a Vietnam veteran in 2005. So something like that is very close to me. And that's primarily one of the reasons why I am so involved in veteran stuff. And there's a lot of counseling and things like that that are beneficial. But you look at some of the informal programs that volunteers are doing, and Vets and Friends is a great example. Mm-hmm. One-on-one counseling is very, very nice. But that's social. The time I was there, it was 180 people there. And they're talking and having fun and connecting and telling stories.
stories and that kind of thing prevents them. It gets them out of the house, away from their computer and their TV, so that they can, you know, focus on things that are important and have a good life. And that's good therapy.
And I was going to say, I think for some people who haven't done that, they're still sitting at home and kind of on the internet or kind of on TV. Johnny hosted a thing at the Brown County Fair. And veterans got up and talked. And I just think they felt really good after talking. Yeah. And I think people who were there listening may say, you know what, I need to get reconnected. Because you were connected so tight when you served, right? I mean, that was just a brotherhood. And then you kind of lose a little bit of that. So to encourage people to try an event or go to an event.
Just talk.
Great.
Just get out and talk.
Yeah.
Some of these kids, you know, I shouldn't call them kids. But some of these young vets that I've talked to about for the book I'm working on, and they're like, I just can't talk about it. They still can't. You know what I mean? There's still some unresolved. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
It's interesting. We did this Reflections of Vietnam program.
Which is phenomenal.
The guys get up and they share their story. And some of these guys couldn't even say their own name in front of a group. And here they're spilling. They're talking for 5 minutes about some of the things they went through 50 years before. And some of the wives are in the audience and say, he's never talked about that before, but he's talking about it now. So it's very, very powerful. It's a catharsis.
I've even gotten lots of grandkids type things saying, you wrote the book and my dad or my grand, we had no idea. We had no idea Grandpa, you know, stormed the beaches of Normandy or something.
Yeah,
those World War II, they came back, they got a job, they got married, and they just put their nose down and plowed through it.
Yep, exactly.
So I was going to say that interview that you did, John, at Brown County, I mean, once you asked a few questions, they got talking. And I felt really happy for them because I think they were a little apprehensive, you know, but then they really got going. And
actually, you'll be proud of this, John. Jim and I and Todd and Amanda, what we did, that was at Duck Creek VFW that day, and we did a two-hour special with those people. We won second place in the Major Market Award.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are really easy to talk to, though, too. I mean, that makes a difference, though.
But we went to the big banquet in Madison.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're very happy about that. But, I mean, just...
Yeah.
John, could you stick around for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay. Normally, your segment would be up here, but this is too interesting and too important. Is that okay, Todd? Awesome.
All right.
Okay. We're going to set our quick break. Back right after this. Here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, the Civic Media Amp. We're with John Kaler for our Veteran Spotlight this week. Fox Valley Veterans Roundtable Consortium. He does so many things. He's a Vietnam Marine veteran. He does so many things for veterans. It's mind-boggling throughout the Fox cities.
I just want to say before I got a couple questions for you, but you can tell you're a leader. I mean, I just met you today, but you talk about the leadership you learned in the military. That's pretty obvious. Thanks for sharing that and keeping it. And
I kind of gravitate to that role. Yeah.
Well, you do it in a nice way, though. You're not like the drill instructor you had. I think you're more of a
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Yeah, it's true. Say, you have meetings coming
and
up.
And he's not even running for re-election.
No, he's I'm
not.
Good.
No, there you go.
When you were thinking about us veterans, I'd like to get together, even though we're from different disciplines, we just really like to get together and share with each other. I'm like, that's not true in politics.
No.
Never see him again. We're okay. The meetings you have coming up, I want you to talk about a little bit about some of these things and a little format of the meetings, but then you do other things too. I mean, this Let's Go Fishing. I just share with our listeners all you do.
Yeah, there are a group of people that sponsor fishing trips, and there's a lot of them, and oftentimes they go unfilled because veterans don't know about it. And it's one of the things we're working on. I give it a slide and I put it up on the thing and say, hey, you know anybody wants to go fishing, even if they're not here in the meeting? Well, I had yesterday, I had got a line on four Brewer tickets for today, the Cubs game at 12 o'clock. So I sent out a note. I got 250 people, 5 minutes. They were gone and utilized.
You
had some tickets too for me one time.
Well, Todd, remember you gave those to me for a big event in Oshkosh.
What was that?
I don't remember, but they said, hey, if you have any veterans that would like to go to it. And I called John, and John took care of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So, so we communicate that way and build these relationships. We're going to meet now two more times this year, once at the Outagamie County Courthouse and then again at Thrivent Insurance in November. And actually, the Fox Valley Veterans Council sets some money aside for us every year, but I call restaurants and different places and stuff, and they say, hey, this really sounds like a nice thing. We want to get involved. Wow. So they donate. Texas Roadhouse has been very good, Papa John's and some of the other ones.
And that's open to any veteran? Or tell me about the – because I want you to go through the format. Your meetings seem like they're pretty efficient, but again – looking at you, and I think you probably run a pretty efficient meeting.
Actually, yeah. We had, we do.
They do. I've been there. Can I tell you who are the most interesting people? And I want you to put me in touch with them for my book that I've ever heard speak was the Hmong guests you had that day.
They would love to have you, and they're still coming. They come to every single meeting.
Please hook me up with them.
Yeah.
These guys were great, Jim.
Yeah, they really are. And sometimes overlooked. They don't have a DD-214, and they've been overlooked for benefits, but that's kind of changing now. So in answer to your...
Got a quick thing here. Please say hi to John from Kathy and Jeff Orlovsky. He is an amazing man and does so much for the veteran community. Yeah. We appreciate him so very much. Have a great day, John.
Yeah. That's very nice. And I'm sorry, your question was
The meetings that they're meetings. Open. And who are they open to? And then a little bit more of the format.
They're open, and that's one of the takeaways I'd like people to remember here. If they would like to come, if they're from Green Bay, that's fine. We get them from Milwaukee, Madison, Eau Claire, Wausau. They come to see what we're doing, and then oftentimes just take back the formula and kind of work it through. People, if they're in a VSO, Veteran Service Organization, they're an officer, we let two people come from every organization. In Appleton, we have Levens and Cots and Pillars and some of the social service things, Josh from DVA and some of those other ones. So, and other people, as long as you're veteran-centric, guitar for vets, horse riding for veterans, and they're all welcome. We do limit the introduction to 90 seconds. And for some people, that was really incredibly hard. And we say now that if you take longer than that, the only one that's interested in listening to what you're saying is you. So we need to kind of
But you mentioned Cots and Pillars. And for people in Green Bay that don't know what they are, they're homeless shelters, basically. Jim works at a homeless shelter here.
A new community, and we have veterans there.
Okay.
And, it saddens me to see them there, but then again, I'm glad we have a place for them. And they are some of the nicest, and you talk about bringing leadership because, you know, we're always working to make things better there. And they have, I think we have 6 or 8 dedicated rooms for veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Just great people, and I love sitting and talking to them. I mean, they'd probably... They're like talking to each other, but they're also pretty open about talking with
them. You know, and most vets don't want a handout. They want a hand up.
Yep.
And, you know, I needed a hand up, and
you got it and it worked?
It got it and it worked, yeah. And there's so many good people in this area. I mean, Northeast Wisconsin, we have so many charitable people that really care.
And how do we contact you? I mean, what if someone is listening and say, look, I want to get into this?
They can call me. If I can give you my phone number,
it is
920-858-3310. And anybody that's interested in joining us or sponsoring a lunch, usually the lunches are...
very good.
Yeah, they're very... Were you at the one that Texas Roadhouse
did?
Yes,
I was.
That was supreme. They go all out, and they're going to be sponsoring another one.
That's a great company.
Oh, my God, they do so many things for veterans. Yeah.
Well, really John, one other thing. I just have to ask this. As normal, I shouldn't say normal people between me and Jim, but as civilians.
Far from.
As civilians, what can we do to help our veterans? And not just honor, we're always going to honor, but just to kind of help some of these veterans.
You know, I think, you know, thank you for your service is kind of a phrase, and I know people, most people really, really mean it and very sincere. It's a bit overused, but I mean, some people still really appreciate it. I think to have that understanding and compassion for what veterans are going through, not only physically, but also mentally. I lost my hearing due to gunfire, and I get really frustrated with myself because I can't hear, but it bothers me when people, you know, kind of look at me and say, he's not hearing me very well. He's not hearing. If they knew some of the things that a lot of veterans have been through, they might be a little more sympathetic. And I don't want pity, but understanding.
And not only went through, but are still going through it.
And that's so true. And I didn't have it as bad as a lot of guys did. But, you know, some of these guys still every night, nightmares and things like that.
So. The one of the lowest points when I wrote my books, I never forget this one gentleman, World War II veteran. And this was the only time this ever really happened. But I was walking out, his wife was sitting on the porch having a cigarette. And I said, hey, thank you for the hospitality. I sure appreciate the time and everything. And she goes, yeah, you're not going to be here at 3 a.m, right? I said, what? Mm-hmm. She said, you're not going to be here at 3 a.m, are you? Mm-hmm. I go, no, why? She says, well, because he's going to be refighting the war again now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So, yeah.
I felt bad about that. Yeah. And that was the only one I've had like that, but still.
And yeah. I think people, civilians, can advocate for some of the legislation that comes up on occasion to, you know.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to see there's more help with some of the Well, Joe Alec, he added quite a few things.
Yeah,
the burn pits.
It's so great. Yeah. That's a big issue.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it definitely is. And I'm glad it's getting the notoriety that it has. But, you know, the other thing I think is we have a great VA system here.
Yeah.
That thing out of Milwaukee and the Green Bay Clinic and Appleton.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
They are. That Green Bay Clinic is.
John Kaler, Fox Valley Veterans Roundtable Consortium. Folks, if you have any issues veteran-wise, let us know, and we'll pass you on to John. John, you're a great man.
Very good. Thank you so much.
920-858-3310. That is John's number. We'll also put it on our website. Right, Todd?
Yep.
All right, great.
Back after this.
We pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van there. She took his ring. Took his babies.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Very special thanks to John Kaler, our veteran spotlight. How classy of a man is he?
Right. And boy, he learned those leadership skills, well, I don't know, what, 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah.
And he, boy, he's got them today.
Yeah. Just outstanding what he does for veterans in the Fox Valley. Jacqueline Frank, very special guest, National Railroad Museum. She was great. Ace champion, Good Buffalo event at the track tonight. Doors open at 6. The event starts at 7.
$10.
Yes. Great event. I want to ask you guys something, because Amanda and I were talking about it. We got that text in that they're going to have Pulp Fiction at the Tarleton.
Yes.
On the 26th, which is your anniversary show.
Oh, my gosh.
What if we did a night with you guys and our listeners at the Tarleton? They can come down, partake in it, and we'll give away a grand prize at the night. Anybody who comes down can qualify to win a prize, maybe get you guys to intro the show, that kind of thing.
And then Jim can finally see the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can handle it.
I don't know what. We got to watch.
I got to watch the whole movie. I don't like movies.
Jimmy Stewart always pops in the studio.
John, you know how I
I know how you are.
Come leave on. Early?
I know. You want to leave early.
This will be a station event, Jim. You'll have to stay the entire time.
All right.
All right.
Hey, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This man right here has them in his house. Can't say enough good things about him.
Did you? You haven't driven by my house lately. I put the.
Actually, I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you see the flowers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've been driving by a lot.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy. I didn't think that was you.
Yeah, it's me.
But when we talked to Pella about putting our windows in, we said, look, we like flower boxes. And so they designed it so that you could even have flower boxes in front of your windows outside.
Designed them just for you,
right?
Type thing. I mean,
well, that's what they do.
Specialty
they,
type. Yeah.
Well, they come in with their little computer and they give you. Do you want this? And
that's awesome.
It is. I, And I don't think it cost anything for them to come in and do the...
Well, they have free in-home consultations.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, free in-home consultations. And just go to PellaWI.com.
Yeah, and I think what people should do, and you don't have to... I think you should do it, especially with some of the financing packages they have today that they didn't have when I bought them, to have them come in and, like I said, the payback, I mean, it's really up to... Well, I don't know what your heat bills are or your air conditioning bills are, but that was a great investment. And spend some money on our house because you have to. You buy an old house that's 100 years old, 110 years old, you're going to have to put some money in every year, chimney and foundation work. But the best thing we did was the windows and doors. And it's all Pella. And
absolutely.
We love it. And we're not going to, hopefully we're never going to have to replace them. And it's been, I don't know how many years we've done that, but they're
absolutely
great.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh.
All right.
What is going on, brother?
If it's going on, Pat knows about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, everything was great until Jim started talking about the amazing window boxes that he has at his house. My wife loves your show now.
Yeah, right? Okay, thank you.
Now all the time just because she likes you.
Thank you.
And she's always wanted window boxes.
Yeah. There you go.
Pat never delivered.
Pat, what's wrong with you?
Careful, because you got to water those. And I'm cheating a little bit this year because watering those things is a pain because you got to water them every day, right? And so I kind of went with, they look okay, but they're kind of artificial.
Your flowers? just
on the third floor, because that was, I didn't like carrying water up there. And the other ones are all real, the ones along the fence line, but they are. But I listened to, because I have the windows open, people walk by and, oh my God, look at that. Are those real?
Hey,
and,
Pat, is your wife's name Dawn?
Yes.
Okay. She just texted in. Hi, guys.
Hi, Dawn. Yes,
there she is. I'm not even sure I can go home today.
Dawn.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you on something, though. I watch, there's one of those HGTV shows I really like. I think it's called Our Town or something. It's this husband and wife down in like Arkansas, Todd?
Mississippi.
You're right. And she was out walking with her baby one day.
Yeah.
And she said, she's got that nice little southern accent. I always love looking at one house. And she said, how do you get your flowers so pretty? She says, promise not to tell anybody.
Yeah, right.
They're artificial.
Yeah. It's great. And we did have real flowers in the window boxes. But anyway.
But even on that show, they admitted they're artificial for the ones up there.
But Dawn, I think Pat can do this.
I think Pat can handle it.
So do
it,
I.
Dawn.
He's in good shape.
Or do you want me to make you so I can make her some?
John can make the window boxes.
Yeah. Dawn, we'll take care of you.
But you want to.
Oh, my Lord.
But you got to.
Hey, I can help you out with the flowers, though, Jim, because this weekend, Oshkosh Farmers Market rolls Saturday morning for our first farmers market of the year.
Oh,
terrific.
Cool.
Our outdoor farmers market. And we have got fresh flowers like coming out the truck. Yes. It's unbelievable.
Where are you, Pat? Where is that?
That's right on Main Street.
Oh, right on Main Street. Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
We block off like five blocks of Main Street, the real fun flat five blocks right in the middle there. And we've got 150 vendors signed up. You know, some of them don't come every week.
Right, right.
Wow.
And it's just a super fun event. This is the 30th year. We're celebrating our 30th year of farmers markets in Oshkosh.
That's phenomenal. That's fantastic. I got to mention, remember I told you the other day, for the first time I've seen, can't think of the name of the movie, with Johnny Depp.
Oh, in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Right.
The gangster movie.
Yeah.
Private Enemies,
Public Enemies. But anyway, those are actually the downtown buildings, a lot of those scenes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's still there. It's super cool.
Okay. I'd like to see some. I'd like to see that movie again and then see some of those buildings where they shot that stuff.
Right down where
I was here. Yeah. I was here when they did it. My daughter was still here in high school and we would come down and watch all the shooting and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, that we got away from that in Wisconsin. I think it had a little bit to do with tax credits, but that really got a lot of ink. And I know that the restaurants in Oshkosh really enjoyed when Depp and his crew would stop in. Good tippers. Yeah. And that was a big, big deal for Oshkosh. Hey, your farmer's market. And that is a great way to start your day, right? On the weekend, people are so friendly and it's such a variety of things. 130 booths. That's a lot.
It's a lot of booths. And so, you know, Dawn and I are like 8 a.m. people. So it opens at 8. We want to be there right at 8, you know, cruise through, let's be honest, we're really there for the egg rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make a play of microgreens and baby mushrooms and radish and asparagus, but we're really there for the egg rolls.
Hey, do me a favor, though. Don't leave them in your car.
Okay. That's
Jim told the story that today. Somebody gave him a bunch of egg rolls, and he left them in the backseat of his car for the weekend, and his entire garage reeked.
It was like 90. Wow. I know. That was my bad. And I love egg rolls, too. Although I didn't really want them after that for a few weeks. You know what I mean?
A few weeks. I mean, a few years.
Hey, I know your farmer's market. What I like about, and I think they do this in Oshkosh, although I have to, Johnny and I got to get down there. When they sell you some of the things and you want to cook that afternoon, they share good recipes with you too. Some of these vendors, it's just like, you can't be talking to anybody better. They only not only grew this stuff, but this is how you should cook this asparagus or whatever they're you're buying.
Isn't that the fun of it? Love is it. Talking to the person who actually had the passion to start the farm, grow the asparagus, and now they brought it to you. Uh-huh. Like they harvested it, yes, like literally this morning.
Right.
You know, they're picking it.
And the people with the mushrooms and the garlic and I like cooking.
Did,
and
Jim,
I,
were you here last Friday? So Michelle from the farmer's market was here. It sounds like Jim, Mino had some kind of unauthorized day off or something.
Mino was gone last Friday. We had Michelle on from the farmer's market.
Right. Yeah, we did talk about, and Johnny wants to grow mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
But she caught on right away. Not
what?
They don't sell the kind you smoke. They sell the kind that you eat.
God.
First of all,
I don't think people smoke mushrooms, do they? Is that how they take them?
You eat them, I believe.
Okay, see, I don't know. I don't want to talk about. Hey, I just know that it's a
Panama drug. Red. Why don't you go back to the weed in Two Rivers?
let's just stick to the baby.
I apologize. You had to
the flowers, the fresh vegetables. I think that's what Oshkosh has, and they do a great job of that.
Yes.
So 8 o'clock in the morning Saturday, it kicks off the 30th. Farmers Market. Do you guys have entertainment down there too? A little bit.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, okay. Right, like kind of right in the middle. We have this Saturday, Sly Joe will be there, who's, you know, kind of a local Fox Valley favorite. Every week they have different artists. Michelle's favorite is coming in 2 weeks. And it's all this is on our Discover Oshkosh. If you just go to discoveroshkosh.com, all of the events are in there. Michelle's favorite group is the Bagpiper Sons of Barley or something. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Todd,
oh, she's going to be unhappy.
Let me look it up.
I love bagpipes. Bagpipes are my favorite instrument.
No, I think they're sad.
They're not sad, Jim. Funerals. They're inspiring. Bagpipes are inspiring. You ever hear old Danny Boy it's phenomenal. Yeah,
is that an uplifting song?
AC/DC playing bagpipes? No. Come on.
I'm a big That's fan what I'm of the saying. Bagpipes. Mm. If they ever had a bagpipe like concert, I would go to it. I'm serious. I love bagpipes.
Don't you think
they're going to be here? They're going to be here in 2 weeks.
Wow.
In
fact,
all right.
I'll be back in 2 weeks so I can remind you.
Okay. That'd be fantastic. That'd be awesome. If they're in town, get them on with us.
Oh, my Lord.
We'd love it.
Okay. Michelle, my new farmer's market friend, is going to be excited. Oh, I want to show up like with a whole bagpipe like group.
Yes.
Here.
Can we all come and wear kilts?
Yes. I'll wear a kilt.
I've got one.
I got good legs.
You really have a kilt.
This is spiraling.
Gotta get some sun on them, but they're stocky.
I don't know. Maybe no kilt.
Maybe no kilt.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
right,
I won't do it.
I'm back. I'm back in.
All right. You can wear your lederhosen.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Hey, I got something for you, man. This weekend is the Masters Walleye Circuit here on Lake Winnebago.
Huge.
Now, I don't know if you guys are walleye guys, but you know that Lake Winnebago is revered throughout the walleye community as one of the top
in the country. Lakes
in the country. And so they'll be here Friday and Saturday. So I'm fortunate. I live over by Lake Winnebago and I get to see the rigs coming because they start like they're practicing today.
I've done probably 25 years worth of the pro-ams where the guys would take out like a local media type person to do it. And it's fascinating with these guys. It really is fascinating. But the big place was the muds, you know, the mud flats on Winnebago.
Yes.
We'd go there a lot and catch just some beautiful fish.
Is it a contest then? We did that here. Remember when we did that in Cabela's?
Yeah.
And
the
grand prize was like a boat and a tree. It was unbelievable what they gave. I know they took you media guys out there, but they did take the mayor out too. And that's unbelievable. How fast when they hit the.
Absolutely.
But they're scouting out their spots right now. That's
exactly
what they're doing today.
Pre-fishing.
Yep.
It's so fun. So it like when they start at, I think it's 7, right? 7 a.m. is when they start the tournament. And, you know, they've got those two big outboards on the back.
Right.
100 they boats hit it. Yeah. Hitting those outboards all at the same time. Yeah. It's a roar.
It's really something to see. It really is.
And so you were on one of those boats, John, and got to ride out there and go to the secret spot.
Oh, yeah. Did it lots of times. But you know, another one that you're talking about that, I remember, I forget who it was. I want to say might be more Door County-ish. They would have largemouth bass tournament, which is unusual because usually you have a lot of bass tournament, but this was largemouth. Well, these guys use basically speedboats, like legitimate speedboats. And it's that same thing. You go from 0 to 60 in nothing, and then they put on the brakes basically, and you're
right there
hanging on because they want to get that water or that bait in the water as quick as possible before anybody else. That's a part of the fun of it.
So that's are you going out on a boat or you're
a spectator? No, I'm not. All right. So what happens that's really fun is on Friday and Saturday they come back for the weigh-in.
Right.
At 3 p.m. And if you go, you know, to where all the boats are and weighing in, you're there with like, these are the pro fishermen that you see on the Saturday fishing shows stuff. You know, they all got their suits on and stuff. And it is a slice of life out there.
Fellas. Did you see what happened in Cleveland last year at the Lake Erie circuit where those guys put lead weights in the fish? They went to prison.
They did. You guys
take that? They went to big boy prison.
Yeah. They take that very, very seriously. Yeah. And they get the largest fish. And what do they get? Four of them? Is that what it works? You weigh in four fish to get your 25 pounds or something?
Yeah, whatever the contest is.
And that's a great thing because they race back like a bat out of hell too. And it's really exciting because it comes so close, right?
Well, they'll take it to the last minute.
Right. But I'm saying the weigh-ins.
By the ounces sometimes.
It's pretty exciting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's a cool event to go to. Bring the kids. That's a great event.
No, it really truly is.
Just to see the boats.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, these are... John, come on. These rigs, it has to be $250,000.
It's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling.
And then walk around.
But then they have the big sponsorship.
And then walk around the trucks that brought the boats.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool, too.
Yeah, it's really something else. It's really cool. Hey, Pat, we really enjoy having you on here. This has been fun. It always is.
And we want to get a date down there. We want you to take us around in Oshkosh on one of our travel dates because there's so much going on in Oshkosh. We want to get down
and bring Dawn with you. She sounds like fun.
Yes, more fun.
Oh, she's going to love that.
Excellent.
Me and Todd and Dawn are here. We're just waiting for you.
All right. Absolutely phenomenal.
We're doing it.
Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh. Keep rocking, man. You're doing it great.
Farmers Market. All right.
Absolutely. We got to send a quick break back after this. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Wrap it up here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Little chilly, but not bad. 54 in Oshkosh, 53 in Appleton, 50 in Green Bay. Man, we've had some good guests again today, haven't we?
I mean, Todd is...
Well, we had to because the show started off so horribly with bean trivia. Good God.
Let's try. All right.
In the history of radio.
I'm not volunteering
anymore. Has there ever been a worse segment
Jim,
than
it's the best.
Know Your Beans? Ever.
That actually sounds like something Letterman would have done
does,
back
right?
in the day.
It does, right? It does. It sounds like a Letterman skit. Know Your Beans.
Okay, but just did you learn something, John?
Nope.
Okay, next week, can we do Know Your Lunch and Meat?
I could do that. I can find anything.
Know Your Pigs in a Blanket.
We know that spilling... God. You know, spilling the beans had to do with voting.
Okay.
That sounds cool.
But I think, as I will say this, though, we pounded you pretty hard there for a while when you thought eggs or pigs in a blanket were this thing with cabbage
I'm not wrong.
I know. People then backed you up is
they
what
did,
I'm saying.
And I appreciate those listeners who defended me.
And Maureen did get back to us.
Oh.
She's the one who gave us that great recipe, right?
Yeah, a steak.
She said she'd be more than willing to make us some.
Thank you, Maureen.
Maureen, and what? Look, airtime, whatever you want to promote, your kids' birthdays, whatever. Those sounded so good.
She said it's best with potato dumplings. The gravy from the recipe is awesome. Her mother brought the recipe over from Germany back in 1910.
Wow.
Love the Germans.
And she said, I teach music and we show the sound of music every year to the third graders.
Oh my God.
This is,
I don't know. Geez. Is this right. Donna? Is
no,
this
your I was wife? Just going to say, let's just do it when John's not here. And you can be my co-host for 3 hours. I love you. This is.
Oh, man. That does sound good. That recipe she had sounded phenomenal.
Dumplings, little with sound the steak of music, and the whole thing. Little German. Ugh.
Chris Elfheim just texted in, by the way. She said she needs to see me in a kilt. I will wear that just for Chris Elfheim.
Okay. And you know the rule with
kilts. What'd you say about me?
She didn't say anything about you.
All right.
All right. And you don't wear anything under the kilt.
Correct.
Don't they?
No,
no. You go.
Everybody knows that.
I didn't
That's
know
the big
that.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not big.
That's all right. Depends who you are.
I never knew that.
Yeah. That's no secret.
How could those guys fight in those?
Real.
Carefully.
From a distance.
Carefully. Yeah.
From a distance. Cow. That's funny. From a distance.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, anyway. Our people know a lot more about us and or more about things than we know.
Well, yeah. I mean,
nothing cool about us. That's a problem.
What, so. Did anybody come in with our Native American names?
No, but which one did they, what did you come up with? White Samurai.
White Samurai.
Careful.
I like it. That's my new name. Yeah. So, you know, another thing though today in talking with Jacqueline there from the National Railroad Museum,
mm-hmm.
When people come here, and again, we keep talking about the drop, but they're going to be shocked that little Ashwaubenon, Green Bay, whatever you want to call it, that place has something so cool like that. And that really is. I mean, you wouldn't think of Green Bay as a big railroad area for some reason, right. But wow, what they've gotten, their expansion that they're doing, $17 million expansion.
Right.
And incredible.
I hope that people take advantage of this. As I said, I think there's an additional income for anyone and everyone who wants to make some extra money and so many different things.
We didn't go to that meeting, though, Jim.
John, I don't even know what you're talking about.
At the atrium for vendors for the draft to try to get a spot.
How did we know about that?
I read about it in the paper. Todd?
I think we talked about it on the show, didn't we?
I'm going to City Hall tomorrow at 9.
All right.
I'll figure it out. I'll get you. So we're proposing the Upper Village?
I am.
How many booths? How much were those booths? Anybody?
I don't know.
Oh,
did they do the student thing? Let me learn a little bit more tomorrow. We'll have to do this on Monday, Johnny.
If I took a class in WTC, would I be a student? Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I would think so.
No. It's not that easy. I think if a student is going to get a free booth, they have to submit a business plan.
Oh.
And, you know, we want to know where your product's coming from and what your goals are. And,
okay.
You know,
I can handle that.
Okay. We can have Dom, can you get this done? It's due tomorrow.
Yeah. Dom, you got to help me. I'm at a funeral today.
Dom is his kid.
Wrap the funeral up in a hurry. I need you.
Use your phone.
Send exactly. And also, Ace Champion tonight, once again, an event at the Tracks. It's called 713 South Broadway in Green Bay. Man, the music he plays. If you want to just go someplace and just mellow out, go to this place.
Meditate.
Chill.
Cool stuff.
Phenomenal. I'd like to do that.
It was great.
But I wouldn't want to do it in front of other people.
Well, we got a table. It was
Did you lay down on a recliner or anything?
No. Oh. But it was very chill. And his wife comes along and plays, what did he call it? You know, those bowls with water in, and you go around and around and different tones.
Oh, they used to have that like the Ed Sullivan show sometimes. Remember that?
Those were plates.
No. They had the lady with the glasses.
Okay, that's
and she'd play the glasses. And then, she'd play like a symphony with the glasses.
And he harmonizes with his flute with that.
Okay.
It's very, very cool.
Yeah, but don't you remember that lady? She was a regular on that. Todd, you know what I'm talking about? She's a regular on the Ed Sullivan show. Mm. She'd play the glasses.
Amanda, everybody's just staring at John.
No,
but,
this is legit, people. Somebody help me out here.
The plate guy was on
I remember the water in the glasses and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the one. But I think it was a woman, though. I thought it was a woman.
And she just puts her hand
and she would play music like you can't believe.
Oh, yeah, that's unbelievable.
Sorry, there might be an age gap thing here because all I can think is Miss Congeniality.
No. Oh, yeah. That was in the movie, too. Yes. Okay, Amanda, I have a question for you. What's your ideal date?
Ideal date?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't.
That was the question. That was the
28th.
April.
Oh, April. It's April 25th.
April 25th. Because when they say, no.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Exactly. Ring it up. Very good. You ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, it's actually a good movie.
They asked the question, what's your favorite date?
Well, she was undercover because she thought somebody was going to be murdered at the Miss America pageant. So she went undercover as one of the contestants, but she was actually an FBI agent. Okay?
That's an interesting plot.
Yeah, it was good. It was, what's her name? From The Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would like this movie.
I think I would.
You would absolutely like this movie. Kind of a chick flick, right?
Oh, then he's all over that. Yeah. Then. That's totally up his alley.
I'm there.
Okay. There's a couple of chick flicks I like.
Okay, you did Right.
And you like Barry Manilow.
I like Barry Manilow. Which,
that's a little weird, but okay.
And
it's got William Shatner in it.
Absolutely. What was the name of the movie, The Devil Wears Prada?
You like
with
that
Meryl
too?
With Meryl Streep, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I thought Jim didn't have a man card. Now I'm starting to wonder about you. I'm not kidding.
I'm steering clear of Barry Manilow.
Stanley Tucci was in it. Stanley Tucci.
Oh, he's great.
Who does that great show, Eating Around Italy.
Yeah, he's
great. The Foods of Italy. It's really a good show. Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
We got another fun day tomorrow coming up, right?
Absolutely. That's going to be great.
Can you guys top today, though?
Yes, we will tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Know Your Casseroles.
with Jim Schmidt.
I've never offered. I said, I text Todd last night.
What kind of a bean goes into the green onion casserole?
I've never volunteered
Thanks,
again.
Everybody. See ya.